Welcome to Living Water Talk Radio, a production of Living Water International, a Christian service organization. Our mission is to help people improve their lives and share and discuss current events from a Christian perspective. Living Water Talk Radio is supported by your tax-deductible donations. Your prayers and financial support are greatly appreciated. Please visit us on our website at www.livingh20.com and on Facebook.
Good morning. This is Chaplain Charlene Andrews, your host today on Bible Book Club, a Bible reading and prayer ministry where we encourage you to read the Bible in 1 year with us. The title of today's message is Jesus Fed All Who Are Hungry the Bread of Life. Have you ever heard that story? That is such a beautiful story. It's in the New Testament. We're reading the Bible in 1 year. We're encouraging you to read the Bible with us. We start every year in January, and we end on December 31st. If you read along with us, you will have read the whole Bible in a year. And that doesn't mean that you're not going to miss days, or you have to read the whole Bible. No, but it's a start on getting you to read the Bible. That's the key. All right, so today we're in Mark 6, and the apostles were with Jesus, and they've been going up and down the river in the boat, and he would get off the boat, and he would minister to the people and then get back on the boat, and then, of course, in the night, they would go and pray, and sometimes they'd pray all night in a quiet place, maybe up the hill or whatever. But today, they were ministering to people. They got on the boat, and then they were going to go up the river. And when they went up the river or the water, had another crowd. As soon as Jesus got off the boat, there was a crowd there. And so the apostles returned, and they suggested, let's get away from the crowd for a while and rest. But the usual crowd was there as he stepped off from the boat, and he had pity on them. They were like sheep without a shepherd, and he taught them many things that they needed to know. But late in the afternoon, his disciples came to him and said, tell the people to go away and buy themselves some food, for we don't have any food here for them to eat. This is a desolate spot, and it's getting late. And Jesus said to them, you feed them. Then they said, we don't have enough food. And so he said, well, go and look and see how much you do have. And they went, and they came back, and they reported that they had 5 loaves of bread and 2 fishes, 2 pieces of fish. And Jesus took the 5 loaves of bread and the 2 fish, and looking up to heaven, he gave thanks to God for the food and fed the hungry people. About 5,000 men and women and children. And afterwards, they collected 12 basketfuls of scrap off of the grass. So they had only 5 loaves of bread and 2 fish. But out of that, 5,000 people were able to eat. In fact, more than 5,000, because they had women and children. They only counted the men. Friends, Jesus gives all of us, all who are hungry, the bread of life. In fact, Jesus said he is the bread of life. Anyone who is hungry can call upon his name, and he will feed us that bread of life. John 6:35 says, Jesus replied, I am the bread of life. No one coming to me will ever be hungry again. Those that believe in me will never thirst. They will never become thirsty. Why? Because he is the bread of life. He is the living water. The Holy Spirit is the water that flows in us. He is the one that gives us eternal life. He's the only one that can forgive sin. And so, here it is. We come to a decision. Everybody has to make a decision in this life. Do you want the bread of life? Do you want to have eternal life? Are you hungry today for God? Are you hungry for something and you don't know what it is? You might have a lot of money, but you don't have God. You might have a good family, but you don't have God. But you might have everything that your heart desires, but without God, it is just vanity. That's what the Bible says. The only one that can satisfy our soul is Jesus. I've heard many testimonies of people who were hungry, but they didn't know what they were hungry for. So they ran to this kind of lifestyle. Then they ran to another kind of lifestyle. And they kept on going. And no matter what they did, they were not satisfied. There was something in us that needs God and is calling for us to serve the Lord. Now, some people would run to some Oriental country and some other country and look for God there. But he's not there. Jesus said in the Word, many will come in my name, but don't be deceived. We only one that can say is Jesus. Why? Because he shed his blood for you. No one else will shed their blood for you. He died on the cross. It's a known fact. It's a true story. In Israel, they have his grave. Many people saw him die, and many people saw him resurrected after he was resurrected. And many people saw him flying up in the air and going into heaven. And the angel said to those people who saw him go to heaven, they said, what are you amazed about? The same way that Jesus is going up to heaven, that's the same way he's coming back. You will see him come out of the sky. That's not a made-up story. That is in the Word of God. That means it's going to come to pass. Because not every single thing that is mentioned in the Bible will come to pass if it has not already come to pass. Do you want this, Jesus? Can you repeat with me? Lord Jesus, I need you in my life. I know I'm a sinner. And I ask you to forgive me. I've sinned against people. And people have sinned against me. And Lord, I ask you to forgive me and forgive the people who sinned against me. And Lord, right now, I just believe you died on the cross. You went to heaven. And one day you are coming back again. Lord, I ask you to give me this bread of life. Give me that living water so I can be satisfied and move on with my life. Your purpose, God. But I thank you, God. You are my Father, and I am your Son, your child. Lord, thank you, Father God, for this salvation. Thank you for moving in my life. Thank you for giving, opening eyes and all my spiritual. I give you all the glory. Father God, I pray for those who have heard this message and have received Jesus. Lord, yes, God, I ask that you will put something in their heart that will change, Father God, their life and their mind and their thought or direction. If they're going in a dangerous direction, turn them back to you, Father. But we ask you to bless them, and not only them, but their family. And of course, we pray for all of the people in the world today, Father God. Let the harvest come, Father God. Let them come out of the dark and walk in the light, because you are. Thank you. In mighty name of Jesus, amen and amen. Friends, if you prayed this prayer with me, can you let me know? I would love to know that somebody heard this message and came to Jesus. You can tell me on Facebook, or you can send me a message.